We present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud, and Peter Jones in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Hello, and welcome to Just a Minute. And as you've just heard, we welcome back those four most experienced male competitors of the game. And we're going to ask them to speak as usual, without hesitation, without deviation, and without repetition. And the first subject that Ian Messer has thought of for this show is making a spectacular entrance, and who better to do it than our own Kenneth Williams. So, Kenneth, will you start with that subject, 60 seconds, starting now?
It's appropriate I've been asked to speak on this subject for 60 seconds because I have made some spectacular entrances in my time. One of them consisted of a sort of harness apparatus which went round my crutch, and I was lowered onto the stage as an angel. Well, the place went mad. They clapped, they cheered, they threw things. Nice, of course, nothing uncomplimentary, you know, or discomplimentary, or whatever the word is.
And Clement Freud has challenged you.
Good evening. Repetition.
Of what?
They clap, they cheer, they...
Yes, you let it go quite a long time, didn't you?
Yes,
you challenged actually on the clamour
coming.
When they said disclamour and clamour.
No, I wanted to hear what else was coming.
All right, we do usually let the theys go by, but you came in on it, and as he did say they three times, we have to give you a correct challenge, a point for that. You take over the subject, Clement, and there are 26 seconds left, starting now.
One of the most exciting ways of making a spectacular entrance is to throw in your clothes one after the other prior to taking the stage. Your shoe is immediately followed by your sock, and then shirt, pant, vest, hat, tie, collar, jacket, shoe.
And Derek Nimmo, chance.
Repetition of shoe, actually. It kicked off with the shoe, if you know what I mean.
Yes, but if he hadn't paused, I think he might have got away with it, actually. Derek, a correct challenge, a point to you and the subject, with 3 seconds to go, making a spectacular entrance starting now.
I once made the most spectacular entrance when I was playing a fairy.
Well, as you know, the whistle tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking at that particular moment gains an extra point. Derek Nimmo getting in with 3 seconds to go achieved that, so he has a lead at the end of that round. Clement Freud, will you begin the next round? The subject is my feelings. Very apt subject for you at any time. And would you talk about it for 60 seconds, starting now?
My feelings are very easily hurt. Only the other two...
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
Deviation's not true. He's tough as nails.
Well, this is one of those impossible situations where I refuse to have to judge and make a personal...
Hard as old boots he is.
Personal judgment on someone's personality or character. So I do put it to I would like you to decide whether you think that Derek's challenge is justified and that Clement Freud's feelings are... as hard as old boots. And if you agree with Derek's challenge, will you cheer? And if you disagree, will you boo? And will you all do it together now? Clement, they love you today. So they're with you. They don't think you're as hard as old boots. You have my feelings. 55 seconds left, starting now.
For instance, when a nonconformist bishop came up to me and said, what is the difference between...
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
You can't have a nonconformist bishop, deviation.
He said he was a nonconformist bishop.
You didn't say that. So when a nonconformist bishop came
up. Yes, you didn't establish that he said that. You did actually say, when a nonconformist bishop came up to me. Don't look as if you were being slighted. I think it was a good challenge.
Did you want me to demand proof of his identity? I mean, it seems...
No, it's a great meal of one-upmanship, and I'm getting sort of all tense about it because it's going to be all four against the chairman in a minute, I know. I'll give Derek the subject now for a correct challenge, and there are... 49 seconds left. My feelings, Derek, starting now.
My feelings cannot be hurt. I am as tough as old boots, unlike old Grandpa Freud over there, who is a very tender petal indeed. And those of us who look at him tonight can see him with that wonderful smile.
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Hesitation.
I would agree, Peter. Yes.
Oh, right. Absolutely right. Jolly good decision.
So Peter's in, and he has 36 and a half seconds on my feelings, starting now.
My feelings include those marvellous tingling ones when one dives into ice-cold water from a very high board. And also, of course, the wafting of the sun-drenched air as you stand on the rock after this marvellous immersion in the Mediterranean.
Well, a sort of deviate. I mean, a hesitation in the middle of the little laugh.
No, it was lovely. It was going beautiful.
Oh, no, I don't think he hesitated. I think he deviated on his sun-waft air or whatever it was.
Yes, quite. I thought that wasn't the happiest choice of word.
It was nice.
I agree.
In the circumstances of playing the game and everything, the tension that there is.
Lyrical, I did. I was quite impressed by you.
Will you two shut up and let's get on with the game?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I disagree with Derek's challenge.
Nice way to talk to somebody who's come all the way from Great Portland Street.
Peter, I disagree with the challenge of hesitation, so you keep the subject to another point and you have 20 seconds left, starting now.
Then there is the pain of the pebbles.
And Derek Nimmo, challenge then.
Well, then there is. I didn't care for it very much.
Didn't like it?
You didn't like it?
No.
So what are you challenging
well,
for?
Well, I deviation. Wasn't catering
No,
to him.
I would have given you hesitation there, but
would
not
you?
Deviation.
All right. No.
So Peter has another point and he keeps the subject and there are 17 seconds. My feelings, starting now.
Pain of the pebbles as they bite into the soles of your feet, which can be really extremely unpleasant.
And Derek Nimmo has challenged it.
Repetition of and hesitation in the middle. Must have won that
On time. Either score, I will give it to you, Derek, and you have 9 seconds on my feelings starting now.
My feelings, too, can be aroused by the sunshine and the sea and the cool, fresh air of a lovely spring day in this beautiful country of ours. We should be proud of it.
So, Derek Nimmo not only talked about feelings, but he demonstrated them to the applause of the audience and increased his lead at the end of that round. And now we have a very simple subject, so just concentrate while I read it out to you. The subject actually is for Peter Jones to begin with, probably because his name is Jones and it sounds Welsh. And the subject is a clan fer pilgwin gil go gerich i rindrob will antisilio go go goch. I've just been handed a £5 note by Ian Mester because he bet me that I wouldn't be able to say it. All the Welsh people are now phoning in and saying, I haven't said it. Well, clan fair pilgwin gil go gerich i rindrob will antisilio go go goch.
But it's unfair because it's not in English. I mean, this is an English programme.
Well, all right, talk about it. 60 seconds, starting now.
And I tri pedwa pontquech mathai clichai abadabi. That was the first word of Welsh that I ever heard as I was standing on the railway station of this rather nondescript little town with the extraordinary name that Nicholas has made a very good stab at pronouncing. Now, I was on the Cambrian Railway initially before I changed trains, and there...
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
Repetition of railway.
Yes.
Railway station in Cambrian.
Yes,
oh, most unworthy.
But I'm afraid
I was
accurate.
Getting quite interested in what he was doing on this railway station. Can't he give us a bit more?
Well, sort of
he could give you a lot more, but I think we'll have to hear from Derek because it was a correct challenge. Derek, 33 seconds on Clan Fair Pilgwin Gil Go Gerich Irindrob Will Antisilio Go Go Goch. With you now.
Thank you very much for giving me the subject of Clan Fair and lots of other things in the go 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 at the end, which I did think it's a very nice one to get because it does produce quite the longest railway ticket in the British Isles and something that people come.
Clement Freud has challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, there was. I suppose repeating a thing like that was hesitation as well. Clement, I agree with the... Well, he hesitated to repeat it.
That's an interesting new rule. If you repeat something, it's hesitation. I must remember that. I mean, I'll write it down.
The way you repeated it was hesitation. Oh, shut up. Let's get on. Clement, I agree with your challenge, and you have 21 seconds on Clan Fair Pilgwin... Oh, I've got to start again. Clan Fair Pilgwin Gil Go Gerich Irindrob Will Antisilio Go Go Goch. I get quicker every time. Have you noticed that? Mike, do you know what it means?
It means little church by the stream near the house, not far from the brook, over the hill.
Mary Willow comes
creek.
In somewhere. Mary Willow, little church. Yes, well done. But you
that
weren't going. I hadn't said no, actually. There are 21 seconds on that subject, Clement, with you, starting now.
This almost unpronounceable Welsh village means little house by the brook. near the stream, not far from a widow, and the first time I ever went to Anglesey...
Peter Jones are challenged.
Repetition.
What?
Well, he's just told us that a moment ago. He did. It was terribly boring the first time, and it's even worse the second.
But unfortunately, Peter, he wasn't... The clock wasn't actually going the first
time. Well,
that's
not my fault if you're not... wrong.
It wasn't accurate, you know.
It wasn't?
No.
No, I know he got the house in the wrong place. It's the other side of the...
Well, actually, Peter, as Derek challenged you, and his first challenge I wouldn't allow, he did not actually repeat himself. But you could have had him for deviation. But I'm afraid you didn't, so Clement gets a point for that. There are 11 seconds on that place, Clement, starting now.
So I wrote to the Automobile Association and said, how is it that I get there and received a plan?
Peter Jones has challenged.
It's a railway station. You go by rail. There's no point in writing to the Automobile Association.
Well, you could write to the Automobile Association. They could give instructions.
Well, you could write to the Anti-Vivisection Society if you wanted.
I know you could, and you wouldn't be deviating from the subject on the car.
Of course you would. It's absolute rubbish.
No, you could write to anybody.
Automobile Association is the first thing he thought of because he's parked his car on a yellow line and he knows he's in trouble.
But the Automobile Association might reply. I don't think he was deviating from the subject on the car, which is the rule of the game. He has 5 seconds on Clanfair Pilgrim, Gilgo, Gericir, Indob, Lantisilio, Go, Go, Gok. Starting now.
Proceed along the A41 in the direction of Watford.
Derek Nimmer has challenged.
Repetition of A. A-A and A.
Oh. A clever challenge and a wicked one. Give him a point for a wicked challenge. Leave the subject with Clement Freud, who continues with 2 seconds, 2.5 seconds to go, starting now.
Hemel Hempstead.
Well, at the end of that round, the situation is that Clement Freud got quite a few points on Clanfair Pilgrim, Gil, Gilgo, Gericir, Indrod, Brillantis, Ilio, Gok, Gok, Gok. And he increased his position. He's now equal in the lead with Derek Nimmo. They're both ahead of Peter Jones, who's in quite a good second position, and Kenneth Williams is in third position, not having yet scored. Oh. But he's been heard to good effect. Derek Nimmo, your turn to begin. The subject is Greece. Can you talk on that for 60 seconds, starting now?
It's something I don't awfully like on plates, but I do like when I find it in the Mediterranean. The wine-dark sea, as I sail across it in my caique with 2 bronze sailors at the prow.
Clement Freud is challenged.
Either repetition of ha-ha-ha. No. Or hesitation.
It's very good. All these bronze sailors, where'd you get them?
What is your challenge of ha ha ha? I'm not going to allow it.
Deviation.
No, disgrace.
Deviation from normal.
No, chairman, you can't criticize the chair like
no, that. He was speaking while he was laughing. Yeah. I don't think he stopped
and
went
right,
ha ha ha.
No. That's good, is it?
No, he may be not good, he may be bad, he may be good, he may be anything, but he kept going. He didn't hesitate, so he keeps the subject. There are 35 seconds on Greece, Derek, starting now.
Yes, I really do like their food enormously. There's stuffed peppers and ditto aubergines and lovely little vine leaves have got things thrust into the middle of them in a similar way to the one...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Deviation.
Why?
The things in the middle are wrapped with vine leaves. I mean, you don't get a vine leaf and...
No, that's a very good challenge, Clement. I agree with it. And you have 25 and a half seconds on Greece starting now.
In the
Derek Nemo's challenge.
Hesitation, he didn't start, did he?
And Derek, the reason he didn't start is because, as I was saying, you start now, you actually spoke, which inhibited his start.
It was inhibited.
And actually, it was only half a second, because I had said 25 and a half seconds, and Ian has stopped it, the clock, and it is exactly 25 seconds left, so I disagree with that challenge, and Greece is still with you, Clement, starting now.
In the main square in Athens, which is the capital of Greece, there stands a hotel called the GB, or Grand Britannia, where most of the ambassadors, crowned heads, nobility of European and foreign capitals, countries, continents, and dominions stay with their...
Deviation.
He's just going on listing all these places to pad it all out so he can win. I mean, it's nothing to do with Greece going on about the dominions and all these other places.
No, the dominions is very devious. Yes, there's very few.
And therefore, I should take the subject over.
Well said, Kenny. And it is obvious that the audience agrees, so you have 8.5 seconds on Greece starting now.
I arrived there on a sunny afternoon and was terribly high on this ouzo, which I didn't know about, but apparently is a very strong aperitif.
So Kenneth Williams got in then just before the whistle kept going till the whistle went, gained 2 points, and he's still in fourth place. But, by the way, the lead is still held jointly by Derek Nimmo and Clement Freud, and Kenneth Williams, your turn to begin. The subject, Horatio Bottomley. Would you talk about him for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, I only know what everyone else does about him. He was brought up, I believe, in the East End and started this paper.
Derek Nimmo's challenged.
Deviation, I don't know that. Does everybody else know that? I don't.
It doesn't matter whether you know it or not. It's a figure of speech which he used in starting his talk on Horatio Bottomley. I consider that challenge had no connection, so he gets a point for a wrong challenge. He keeps the subject, and there are 53.5 seconds left. Horatio Bottomley starting now.
Well, he began this newspaper and then formed various companies and was accused of fraud, and he had this trial and he got off, and then he became an MP, and then he applied for children.
Clement Freud challenged.
That's 5 ands.
Yes, it was 5 ands.
Well, if you're going to criticise people for repetition of parts of speech, it's going to be ludicrous.
It's going to be very difficult, but don't say and anymore, and we won't charge anything and keep going, Kenneth, on Horatio Bottomley, 40 seconds, starting now.
Well, there isn't much more you can say about Bottomley.
Clement Freud has challenged.
Then shut up.
Which is what you usually say, Kenneth. I thought his challenge was going to be there's an awful lot more you can say about him. So, what is your real challenge, Clement?
Just that.
Well, that's not a correct challenge within the game, so Kenneth keeps the subject, and there are 37.5 seconds starting now.
He was indicted at the Old Bailey on charges of embezzlement and sent to prison. He came out...
Peter Jones has challenged. Repetition of and.
Was it?
Well, obviously, I wouldn't allow it when Clement did it. I wouldn't like when Derry did it. I can't allow an and when Peter Jones does it. You've got the subject still. And there are 27 seconds on Horatio Bottomley with you, Kenneth, starting now.
The man had run all these incredibly vast business institutions and thousands of pounds.
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
Hmm? Repetition of business.
Yes, you did mention business before.
I didn't.
Did he say business before, audience?
Of course I did.
You're partisan, aren't you? They want you to stay. All right! Don't make it a rabble! Who are you, rent a crowd? All right, the audience decided they want you to keep this subject, whatever happens, through to the bitter end. You're on your Bottomley, Horatio Bottomley, and there are 22 seconds left, starting now.
So from this great wealth, this position of influence and prestige, he was reduced to a position which will not describe.
Derek Nimmo has tried.
Repetition of position.
Yes, you did have too many
positions.
Well,
he had so many positions. You see.
Derek, this time I can't find any way to leave it with Kenneth, and you have 12 seconds on Horatio Bottomley, starting now.
He was,
Peter Jones has challenged.
Hesitation, very slow off the mark.
I agree, absolutely, I agree. I absolutely endorse that.
Shut up, Kenneth. I don't think he was slow off the mark.
Oh,
and I wouldn't allow it when he did it to Clement a while ago. So, Derek, you keep the subject, and there are 10 seconds on Horatio Bottomley starting.
Horatio Bottomley was educated at Harlow School, Old Marston, in Oxfordshire.
Clement Williams has challenged.
This is not the Horatio Bottomley we're discussing. This old gag of his of pretending he knows one and making it all up.
We can't prove he doesn't know an Horatio Bottomley went to this school in Harlesden.
And he so can't prove he does.
No. And so we're in the impossible situation of having to play it with Derek Nimmo's weighing because he hasn't deviated from the subject on the card, which is Horatio Bottomley.
No, you said it had to be proved. In fact, when you said that
he
said the night
he spent... And you can either prove it or disprove it. So he keeps the subject, and there are 6.5 seconds with you, Derek Nimmo, on Horatio Bottomley, starting now.
The Horatio Bottomley that I'm talking about, his real name was Nelson Topman, but to be very funny, they called him Horatio Bottomley, which made all the children laugh enormously.
Well, at the end of that round, Derek Nimmo was speaking when the whistle went, gained the extra point. He increased his position. He's now in the lead ahead of Clement Freud. But Kenneth Williams has leapt forward from fourth to third place ahead of Peter Jones. And Clement Freud, you begin the next round, and the subject, very aptly, after all that's just gone before, is bother.
Who?
Can you talk on bother for 60 seconds, starting now?
My first job in the British Broadcasting Corporation was to listen to tapes of other performances and plays, all sorts of records, tapes, and delete such filth as the word bother, so that the things would become suitable for all family listening. And bother played a very important part in my life as a result. Hell and damn in those days were perfectly acceptable words, but not bother. I remember particularly...
Derek Nimmer has challenged.
Well, hesitating again tremendously slowly. Don't you
I don't think he was... I think he was going completely very slowly. Devious, because if what he's talking about, the days when the BBC wouldn't allow bother, they certainly wouldn't have allowed damn and hell. But you didn't challenge on that. So
I don't want to hurt his feelings. I know how sensitive he is about
So 30 seconds still with you, Clement, on bother, starting now.
My children, when I asked them whether they knew Derek Nimmer, said, oh, yes, he appears in a programme called Oh Bother. And when I explained that actually it should have been Brother, they said, that isn't the man I meant. I thought it was Peter Jones. No, no. I said no twice.
Derek Nimmer challenged.
He condemned himself.
He condemned himself. 15 seconds, or 14 and a half to be accurate, on Bother, with you, Derek, starting now.
If I get a great big hammer in my hand and belt it on top of my thumb, I go, oh, bother, and pish I say sometimes if I'm not very careful, and occasionally something even worse than that, and I put my hand over my mouth.
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Five ands.
Well, as Kenneth, I would not allow it against you from all the other three. I've obviously got to allow you to have it against them, haven't I?
No, it was just a trick. You know, I was just trying. I didn't really mean it.
Well, I think that I've been given and your way all the time, so we have 4 seconds on you with bother starting now.
It's when you're irritated by anything in this world, you tend to regard...
Well, at the end of that round, Kenneth Williams moved forward. He's 1 point behind Clement Freud, but Clement is still about 5 points behind our leader, who is still Derek Nimmo. And Peter Jones, will you begin the next round? The subject is When I Was Very Small. Will you talk on that for 1 minute, starting now?
When I was very small, everything around looked enormous by comparison, and table tops appeared to be just a few inches above my head as I tottered about playing with a ball or rattle or...
Derek Nimmo's challenge.
I don't wish to know that. Hesitation.
Yes. It was a strange place to hesitate, wasn't it? Yeah. 44 seconds with you, Derek, on When I Was Very Small, starting now.
When I was very small, I had a Wendy house which was in my garden. I used to retire there with all sorts of chums, and we'd play games like hospitals and nurses and things. And it was quite near a railway line. We used to pop out and look at the puffer trains going by. I also had a teddy bear called Bobby. And this never left my side until I was called up and had to become a soldier, and the sergeant major wouldn't let me take it with it. But I spent a very happy childhood because I was very small. In fact, so tiny was I that people used to look at me in the street and say, what a ne'er-do-well, nothing, tiny creature you are.
And I have repeated tiny, challenge.
So I quite accept
repetition of tiny.
Repetition yes. of tiny. Very good, very good.
Yes, you were a bit too tiny, I'm afraid. And so Clement spotted it, and he has the subject now, and there are 8.5 seconds on When I Was Very Small, Clement, starting now.
When I was very small, I had a particularly good joke, which was to ask people, why do hummingbirds hum? And the answer was, because they don't know the words.
Just got his joke in before the whistle went. Speaking at that particular moment gained him the extra point, but I'm afraid he didn't manage to catch up on Derek Nimmo. And as we have no more time, I must give you the final score. Peter Jones, in spite of a great flurry at 1 point, unfortunately finished in fourth place, a little way behind Kenneth Williams, who with magnificent style and panache saying, and... with the great help from the others, came in third place, just 3 points behind Clement Freud, but he was 4 behind this week's winner, Derek Nimmo. We do hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute, and from all of us here, goodbye.
Chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.